Hello, my name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, I have with me Jay Welsh, who is an executive vice president, general counsel for JAMS, Inc., and he's also, and the reason we're talking to him today, he's a board member with the JAMS Foundation. Jay, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, no worries. So today, we're going to talk with Jay about a recent new grant that JAMS is funding with Marvin Johnson and Maria Volpe. And I'll just speak briefly about it, and then I'd like to hear more from you. The JAMS Foundation awarded a $10,000 grant to the Center for Alternative Dispute Resolution. That's what Marvin's associated with, working in collaboration with the Dispute Resolution Program at John Jay College of Criminal Justice at the City University of New York to study the history of diversity in the ADR field. So the first thing I'd like to ask you, Jay, is if the JAMS Foundation is awarding a grant to study diversity in the field, is diversity an issue in the ADR field?
Oh, absolutely it is. It has been an issue for some time, and I know we at JAMS are working hard. We have just done our own independent research on the topic, and it is an issue that we are trying to bring to the forefront of the consciousness of both lawyers and their clients.
Okay. And maybe can you just explain a little bit of what exactly will Marvin and Maria be doing? And this research is expected to be concluded at the end of 2011. Is that correct?
Yes. I think both of them came on this in an interesting fashion. I know Marvin read a piece that Maria had written, and there was a footnote that Marvin felt was wrong. And he called her, they both know each other, of course, and said, hey, you're wrong on that. And from the conversation that ensued, they realized that more work needed to be done on the history of diversity. Marvin is African American. Maria is, I think, Hispanic. And so both of them come to this from their own backgrounds. But Marvin has been working in on the issue of diversity in ADR for a very, very long time. He's one of the pioneers, one of the pioneer mediators, one of the pioneers working toward increasing the number of minorities in the field. So hopefully their work will result in a historical analysis as to what's been done in the past, but more work is obviously going to be needed to do work in the future.
Right, and that leads to a couple of things I wanted to mention here. Chris Kuhl, the JAMS Foundation president and CEO, he mentioned that he believes the research will help close the knowledge gap about the roots of diversity and dispute resolution, and will allow the ADR community to build on that knowledge. So maybe it's sort of the foundation looking at it, thinking that there's not enough knowledge in the history behind diversity, so this might try and bridge that gap and get people to be more aware of the history of it?
I don't think it's so much knowledge of the history. It's really knowledge about what can be done in the future. When law firms were integrated really hard for both women and minorities in the 70s, this was done because one, clients demanded it, and two, the law firms were able to recruit good people and provide them work. The difference in the ADR field is that mediators and arbitrators need to be selected by the lawyers and their clients. And we are working on something called the JAMS Diversity Challenge, which is challenging clients to make sure that their law firms take race and gender into consideration when selecting mediators. And it's only going to be if the clients require it that it will happen in the future.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to refer to, the press release that was in regards to this particular grant, it mentions one of the goals or the results of the research will be to, quote, identify next steps for understanding diversity in the field, end quote. So could we expect to see possibly from Marvin and Maria at the end of this research perhaps some suggestions on implementing and or increasing diversity in the field?
They may well. And as I said, we are also working on that. But Maria and Marvin may well come up with some recommendations, which we will look at carefully.
Okay. And then one of the other things are, I know they said that they'd like to submit these results or just the findings of their research to journals. Will JAMS encourage them also perhaps to reach a wider audience, more so the practitioners, not just the academics, perhaps maybe encouraging them to present it at conferences?
Oh, absolutely. And I would hope that next year's ADR conference in Denver will have a presentation by them on the results of their work.
Okay. And then what about one thing I was wondering, in regards to the diversity of their research, and is it being limited to the United States? Is it more of a global perspective, or how will they approach it?
I think it's going to be the United States, because there has not been that much work done in other parts of the world, and the entire ADR business is in its infancy in both Europe and Asia.
Right, so it really seems like the JAMS Foundation really has a very distinct interest in diversity, and I know also we don't have time to go into it, but I believe Mark Smalls is from JAMS. He's really involved in a diversity program.
He is indeed.
Right.
Yes.
So
Mark and I are heading up. Mark and I are heading up the JAMS diversity program, and we are about to start a series of meetings with the diversity committees of the major law firms, so we can get their perspective.
Excellent. And what about for any of the people listening right now, if they're an individual or an organization, nonprofit or private, if they're interested in applying for a grant, how do you suggest they go about that?
Well, on our website, jamsadr.com, if you go to the JAMS Foundation, you will find the criteria for grants for the JAMS Foundation, both larger grants and then what we call opportunity grants, of which Marvin and Maria's was one. They're $10,000. They are done with less of an application process and acted on more quickly. And all of that is on the JAMS Foundation website.
And at the link for where this will be archived at ADRHub.com, I'll have a link to go directly there as well. It's just interesting that the JAMS Foundation, it's been around since 2002, and I believe, if I recall correctly, they've provided over $2 million already in funding, which I think is phenomenal.
I think it's over three now. And
fantastic.
I know. We are now the largest and have been for some time the largest giver of grants in the ADR world, other than the European Union and the World Bank, I think. Then comes the JAMS Foundation. But clearly in the United States, the JAMS Foundation is the largest.
Yeah, no, Jay, I think that's fantastic, the work that you're doing and the people that you're helping, the groups. And you could also see on the website, I'll include the link at ADR Hub, some of the current grants you have listed there and previous grants, where even one that I know stands out in my mind with Pepperdine University, a current grant, $7,000 to train international judges. And that's just one example, I think, of a wide variety. But Jay, we're running out of time, so is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to add that the JAMS Foundation is totally self-funded. We accept no outside contributions. The total funding comes from our neutrals and management. So we are very proud of the fact that so many of our people give money, and that money goes for good causes.
Excellent. Jay, I want to thank you very much for participating. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Welsh with us today. He's a board member of the JAMS Foundation. My name is Jeff Thompson, and I want to thank you for listening to our podcast series today. Jay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Okay. Great.